Of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Alex Sianga. The headlines. DMMU urged to be proactive in responding to disaster. Max Kasix and Chinese national jailed over kidnapping and forced labor in South Africa. Zambia names national MA team for 2025 Mixed Martial Art World Championship. Now the news in detail. Mukoshi District Commissioner Jonathan Kapungwe has urged the district disaster to take a proactive approach in responding to disaster in the area. Mr. Kapungwe, who is also DDMC chairperson, emphasized the need to anticipate potential risks and implement proactive strategy before disaster strikes. Speaking during the DDMC meeting in Mukoshi, he observed that the timely action and preparedness are crucial to minimizing the impact of both natural and man-made calamities on local communities. He called for a concentrated effort from all stakeholders, including local authorities, community leaders, and civil society organizations, to ensure a coordinated response. Mr. Kapungwe highlighted the importance of collective decision-making within the committee, exploring members to engage in truthful consultations before implementing measures. Western Province Presidential Campaign Team Coordinator General Max Kasabi has called on the PCT leadership in Kalawa District to flat out and spread the good news of President Hakainde Hichilema's focused leadership. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Kasabi says the President promised to bring development to Western Province, and indeed he has fulfilled the campaign promise through increased and expanded CDF, particularly the much appreciated free education policy and many other social protection programs. He says the presidential campaign team should go out to spread the news about the good things the president has done and continue to do so, because the opposition, out of malice and ill will, are busy lying to the people that the president has done nothing.
Miako una kuli population yaona seri 20 million kono kutombe Hakainde Hichilema ubone kuli kwaswane ane akuyizitwaro kusinya mali isingimane kusinya kuunga kawo ya mashe ya muso kuli rufeba na valo na likoro za mahala mabona msewezi mingaka CDF zei eza momu wabulozi za komosa sikolo ni sikolo kachenu funo kudani buchua nishela kachenu mkafumana ndu ya muruti kachenu mkafumana klasi ye ncha mkafumana madesiki mateni mkafumana ika zingata zensike nako na kutoloka kukau fela na kulifeza kwa mzwezi za zirikali kera chwa watume na kumine wakalavo alieni rubuleva na mahabuluna kazeo presidenti alieza mwaliba kazaluna zeza kalavo isifera kalavo kono mane ni mwaliba kakao fela za bulozi.
Meanwhile, Western Province Presidential Campaign Team Women Chair Lady Mwangala Situtu called on the women of Kalawa District to ensure that they all vote for President Hakainde Hichilema, who is promoting women through enhanced cash flow transfer for the aged and vulnerables. The Lusaka City Council has completed the 70-70 drainage project in Kanyama, a significant milestone in effort to mitigate flooding in the city. LCC Public Relations Manager Tola Mwamba says the project involved excavating and lining 400 meters of drainage to greatly contribute to draining Kanyama, a historical flood-prone area. Ms. Mwamba says the achievement is part of the council's broader initiative to enhance drainage infrastructure and protect residents from effects of flooding. She says the ongoing and important drainage works include the Lady Diana Drainage Project and Kalushawaria Road, which is still underway and expected to be completed within the available of resources, which are currently at 97% completion and will strategically improve the flow of storm water once finished.
Other ongoing and priority drainage works include the Lady Diana Drainage Project, which is still underway and expected to be completed with the availability of resources, of course. Works along Kalushawaria Road are currently at 97% completion and will strategically improve the flow of storm water once completed. The local authority is also making progress in other areas, including the CBD Kolimatawa area, Tabombeki Road and Bembela Road, as well as the surrounding areas of East Park Mall and Arcade Shopping Mall, which are prone to flooding. In Kalundu, drainage works being executed by ZNS are progressing well, with over 2.5 kilometers completed and only 700 meters outstanding.
Vision Outreach Zambia VOZ has launched the Wash Adolescent Voices for Equitable and Resilient Services project in Petauke District, Eastern Province. VOC, a member of Zambia NGO Wash Forum, launched the project to accelerate the actualization of human rights to water, sanitation and hygiene. VOZ Executive Director Harry Mulenga noted that the launch of the project represents a journey to improve health, dignity and the future of communities. Mr. Mulenga stated that the project will inform similar efforts in other districts under the Water Voices United initiative. He emphasized the importance of uniting organizations to improve water, sanitation and activities in a better and more inclusive way.
This gathering is more than just the start of a project. It represents a journey of collective commitment to improving the health, dignity, and the future of our adolescents here in Petauke and beyond. We are starting this project in Petauke District, but what will come out from here will inform what others can also take to other districts.
Meanwhile, government has welcomed the launch of the WASH Adolescent Voices for Equitable and Resilient Service. The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, says it has taken note of the International Monetary Fund's recent projection that the Zambia's inflation rate will decrease to 7.9% in 2026. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma says the development signals progress in microeconomic stabilization, but he is concerned on the government's slow pace in implementing of open access policy on the Tazama pipeline. Mr. Ngoma says the lag raises questions about the government's commitment to critical structure reforms necessary for sustainable economic growth. He says for Zambia to attract investment and drive economic growth, the government must prioritize reforms that enhance economic efficiency, transparency and accountability. He has strongly emphasized that addressing the energy crisis is a crucial for achieving the IMF projection.
It is imperative that the government takes decisive action and measures to address the root causes of load shedding, and including investing in energy infrastructure, improving governance in the energy sector and enhancing the efficiency of energy production and distribution. Furthermore, we call on the government to develop a comprehensive strategy to mitigate the impact of load shedding on businesses and households. This strategy should include short-term measures to alleviate the immediate suffering of citizens and businesses, as well as long-term plans to ensure energy security and sustainability. Without a stable energy supply, reaching the projected inflation rate and fostering economic growth will be very challenging. We urge the government to accelerate the implementation of key policies that will unlock Zambia's economic potential and benefit its citizens.
Agriculture News.
And in agriculture news, tobacco harm reduction says there is a growing evidence that Zambia can dramatically reduce the smoking toll if willingly to embrace a new approach. THR Zambia spokesperson Rebecca Mwambai says Sweden has become a global leader in tobacco harm reduction by impressing safer alternatives to cigarettes.